Hey guys, welcome back to Just Eat the Cake with your host, Mindful Mom and Nutritionist Brittany Coleman. I'm so sorry I was unable to post a new episode last week as I had planned. My son was sick. We actually wound up in the ER and he's okay now, but he gave us a little scare for a minute. He has three different viruses. He had a high temperature. We couldn't get it under control. So we wound up having to go to the ER and he's doing much, much better. However, I now have whatever he gave me and I've lost my voice a little bit. So I apologize for that. But I'm going to try to get through this episode anyway, because I'm super excited to share this message with you guys. First, I wanted to go dive straight into one of my favorite topics was which I hold very dear to my heart, as it has significantly improved my quality of life and those of my coaching clients. And that is specific micronutrients that make a huge impact on your mental health. I'm most likely going to go ahead and record and post that episode this week, just as a bonus, since I didn't get to post last week. However, first, I think it's important that I set the tone for this podcast and make something very clear so that you all understand my mission along with my purpose of this message. And that is embracing your values and finding balance between making healthier choices in life and being okay with bending when you need to. So let me explain what I mean by that. So my intention is to educate my audience in a way that motivates and inspires you to make healthier choices when it comes to all aspects of your lives, mostly focused around nutrition, so eating organically, filtering your water, baby formula, the use of specific micronutrients and phytonutrients to prevent and reverse disease. But this also includes detoxing your mind, body, and soul, being mindful of what version of you shows up, personal growth, self-talk, surrounding yourself with the energy that inspires you to be the best you, parent, spouse, professional, etc. However, there are two things that I want you to be conscientious of. One, as you learn more and more about what I am here to teach, you will start making small changes that both in the short and long term will have significant positive impacts on your life. And in making these changes, you will most certainly encounter judgments. So let's talk about that for a minute. This is something that goes way back for me. When I was a competitive athlete during prep season and leading up to a competition, I would have to eat a very strict diet. I would have to carry my meals around with me, eat at specific times, and abstain from enjoying things like a little cake at a birthday party or burger at a cookout or beer on the lake, etc. At first, I would get the look. You know what I'm talking about? The look, like the what? What are you talking about? You're not going to have a piece of cake. Okay. The eye rolls. As I got further along in my competition journey, however, and it became a regular lifestyle for me, people just accepted the fact that I ate a certain way and I prioritized the gym and I wasn't going to indulge in certain things like desserts, alcoholic beverages, etc. Well, this happened to me again when I went to trauma rehab because people lose their moms all the time. People experience significant loss and all of the aftermath that comes from it every day and don't need intense therapy or, in my case, trauma rehab. Or maybe they do, but for their own reasons, they don't seek help. So in my situation, I certainly experienced both the love and support of those who knew my struggles, as well as the criticism from those who didn't know all the facts or details, just for whatever reason, judged me for having to go to a trauma rehab. But I didn't care. I was at a point in my life that losing my mom to a very brutal disease had changed my perspective in life and helped to clarify what was worth my time and energy and what wasn't. I filter our water and I send filtered water to daycare with my son for his bottles. We don't use a microwave. We turn the Wi-Fi off at night. I don't vaccinate my son. He only drinks out of glass bottles. We cook with stainless steel or cast iron only. I've recommitted to an alcohol-free lifestyle, which I'm going to have an entire podcast episode on that coming up soon. And I do not give my time or energy to the criticisms, eye rolls, and judgments, because no one's opinions on my lifestyle are going to make any difference in mine or my family's lives. So their opinions are not going to make a healthy impact on my life, is what I'm trying to say. The knowledge I have and the decisions that I make do. And as a mom, it is my God-given duty to make the very best decisions for my son. That's my job. So I might not get it right 100% of the time, but when I know better, I do better. And this is the mindset that I'm encouraging you to adopt now. Let go of what others might think or the fear of someone challenging your decisions to improve your health and wellness, if it is important to you, to start eating organically because you know the risks of pesticides and insecticides in our food. Do it. If it is important to you to only drink filtered water and avoid plastic water bottles, do it. If you choose a specific baby formula, diaper, or food prep for your child, do it without feeling anything other than confident that you're making better decisions for your family, and that needs no explanation. If you desire a closer walk with God and it feels good to your soul to attend church every Sunday, to read your Bible, etc., just do it. I don't care where you are in your journey. Every single day is the perfect day to just start. Stop overthinking it and just start. No matter how little the first baby step is, we will celebrate the small wins all along the way. Now that brings me to the second thing I want you to be conscientious of. As you learn more and more about nutrition, detoxing your life, and making healthier decisions, you can easily become obsessed with this lifestyle in an unhealthy way. When I came home from trauma rehab, I was a vegan for right about a year. And at first, for a while, I felt the best that I'd ever felt in my life. But it was difficult to maintain, and I missed some of my favorite foods. So I shifted and I changed my dietary habits to fit what I needed. And though I don't eat a vegan diet anymore, I'm very selective of where my produce comes from, where my meat sources come from, and I make those better choices for my family as well. Something else I realized is that some of the social media accounts I had started following because of their extended knowledge about nutrition, health, and wellness used fear-mongering approaches that actually made me have a little bit of an anxiety about making certain changes immediately or else I was going to have a big problem. You guys know what I'm talking about, okay? The ones that have millions of followers and come to the audience in such a way that it can be kind of scary and intimidating, especially if you're not them and you don't have an unlimited amount of funds to buy pricey supplements or expensive foods or access to fancy medical equipment. That's just not cool. So I'm here to teach you in a different way. It doesn't take much, and in some cases, it can cost absolutely nothing to make small shifts that collectively make massive improvements to your life. And when you know better, you do better. However, there are going to be times when you're not going to be able to control every little aspect of your situation. And this is where Just Eat the Cake was born. For my first birthday without my mom, my 33rd birthday, I came home from trauma rehab the day before my birthday and with a new adopted lifestyle. And I was so excited to make this all organic, super clean birthday cake for myself. My mom had made all of my cakes since I was born. So this was my way of connecting with her and honoring her. So I did, and it was so delicious. You guys, it was free from processed sugar, flour, dairy. It was all organic. And it was so, so good. I have the recipe if anyone wants it, just inbox or text me. But the next year, my dad bought me a cake from a local bakery. I had mixed feelings about it because mom had always made my cake and then I was going to kind of take over and always make my cake. And I wanted to make a specific kind of cake, right? I wanted to make sure that it was organic and had the certain ingredients that I would only choose to use. But he was so cute. He spent the time to go and find me the perfect cake. It was this Oreo cookies and cream themed cake, one of my favorite treats ever. And he was so excited about it that I just thought to myself, Brittany, just eat the cake. You're fine. So I did. And oh my gosh, that cake was so, so good. I actually saved it. It was huge. And so I saved what was left of it and I froze it and randomly ate pieces of it throughout the year because it was so good. So we are most certainly going to be in situations where we don't control all of the things we normally would at home. Birthday parties for family and friends, non-organic food dye containing birthday cakes. It's okay, just eat the cake. This applies to all the decisions we make in life. Don't overthink things. Don't live in this fear or anxiety. Just celebrate the small steps you take to be the best version of yourself. And don't let one little off-the-plan moment throw you off or stop your progress. Just pick back up where you left off and keep going. So you missed a daily workout? That's okay. Start again tomorrow. You missed church 2 Sundays in a row? That's okay. Recommit to going to the next Sunday. Whatever it is, don't let it make you doubt your commitments or your values or derail your progress. Just eat the cake and keep moving. All right, guys, that's all I have for now. I'm so excited. My next episode is going to be all about micronutrients for mental health. This one is near and dear to my heart. I cannot wait to share with you guys. This will be loaded with information you've probably never heard before, that including these things into your diet or your regimen are going to make huge differences for you, for your mental health. And I'm so excited to share that with you. So stay tuned, and I will see you guys next time.